Reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan. It's 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Women's Center, offering a variety of women's health services for patients of all ages. More information is available at lmh.org.
Thanks for tuning in. Here in these early evening hours, we will have an update of news headlines for you at 6:30. At 6:36, a county clerk in Colorado convicted of interference in the 2020 elections is being released from jail early. The President of the United States pressured the state's Democratic governor to have her pardoned, have her let out of prison. It has caused some backlash. We'll tell you the whole story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast this evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. Humid. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow partly sunny. Humid. Highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low around 60 degrees. Mostly sunny Wednesday with a high around 80. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Manhattan, 86 in Abilene. The time is 6:20. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Many people in Iran are back online after a three-month internet blackout. It began soon after the U.S. and Israel launched their war in February. Now, Iranians are learning about the extent of the damage and death and can now share what they've endured with the world. Hear what they're saying tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algio.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th. Live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.org.
News headlines coming up in just about 35 seconds. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence and it is 6:30.
The strike. But he adds he believes the union can wait them out.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier will not be running this year to reclaim his former job. Statehouse reporter Zach Boblett explains the decision came after the loss of a key endorsement and the banging of a gavel.
If you drive down the Kansas Turnpike, you might see a Jeff Collier billboard that quotes President Donald Trump saying that Collier is one hell of a governor. Despite that quote, in this current campaign, President Trump decided not to endorse Collier. Instead, during Memorial Day weekend, Trump endorsed State Senator Ty Masterson. Collier did not show up to file for governor Monday before the gavel struck at noon, signifying the filing deadline had passed. With the banging of that gavel, Collier's second run for governor came to an end. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
It turns out today that a surprise candidate will be running for Kansas governor, Overland Park Mayor Kurt Skoog. He made the announcement today. He is obviously mayor of the second largest city in the state, Overland Park. His running mate will be Fredonia Family Practice Dr. Jennifer McKenney. The NCAA Division I baseball tournament Super Regionals are coming to Lawrence. The University of Kansas baseball team will be hosting the Oklahoma Sooners after OU beat Georgia Tech to advance to the Super Regional Round. KSNT reports this is the first time KU will compete in and host Super Regional games. Super Regionals are set to begin on June 5th and run through June 8th. Game times and ticket information will be announced at a later date. And a Kansas group is providing grants for programs aimed at treating substance abuse. Kansas Fights Addiction oversees 75% of opioid settlement funds that come into the state. More than $4 million is available in grants. Programs that use either community health workers or peer recovery are eligible. The programs help people transition from clinical treatment to everyday life. For example, these can include health workers assisting with housing. Alyssa Nava with Kansas Fights Addiction says peer counseling has become an important treatment.
With the peer side of things, there really is this additional component where they're able to provide that connection and guidance from their own lived experience.
The grants are open to most organizations or cities. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. The deadline for application is June 26th. And one editorial note, the Sunflower Foundation is a financial supporter of Kansas Public Radio as a sponsor of our Community Spotlight series. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, humid overnight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-60s. Humid again tomorrow, should be partly sunny with a high in the lower 80s and lows around 60 tomorrow night. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
In social media and misinformation, it's good to be skeptical of what you hear. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you get independent reporting.
And tell us what NPR has learned about these back-channel efforts from countries.
Driven by curiosity, not an agenda.
Oh, that part is news to me. What's going on here?
Get the facts every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, getting you caught up on all the news from overnight and a whole lot more. Join us tomorrow. Again, that's on both your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations, Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Ortho Kansas, providing advanced orthopedic care to help patients stay healthy and active. More information is available at lmh.org/orthokansas.
Thanks so much for joining us this evening. We are about 11 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We'll have an update of news headlines for you at 7:01 on your KPR1 stations, followed by an hour of classical music at 8 o'clock. It will be a repeat of Classics Live. If you are joining us on KPR2 at 7 o'clock, stick around for a rebroadcast of This American Life.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. We are expecting lows in the mid-60s tonight. It's going to be humid tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high in the lower 80s. It's 86 degrees in Topeka.
And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
We keep our questions on Morning Edition civil but direct.
But let's be real. How could your party still screw this up?
Cut to the chase with us every weekday from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up, we have news headlines at 7:01, then starting at 7:06, classical music for you. At 8 o'clock tonight, it's Classics Live, a rebroadcast of last week's Classics Live, featuring some cello music tonight. Stay tuned.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic, providing health care to uninsured neighbors since 2005. With the help of volunteers, patients can access care by appointment at locations across Manhattan. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Mostly cloudy skies overnight. It's going to be humid with a low in the mid-60s. Humid again tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. And lows around 60 for tomorrow night. The time is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Trump administration says it will abide by a court ruling that paused a $1.8 billion fund to compensate alleged victims of the federal government. The fund was to be created as part of a settlement between President Trump and his own Justice Department. Democrats and even some Republican lawmakers were reluctant to support it. And President Trump says Israel and Hezbollah plan to de-escalate their fight in southern Lebanon. Trump says he spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. NPR's Adipa Shivaram has more.
Netanyahu had ordered Israeli troops to target areas surrounding Beirut. But now Trump says after his call with Netanyahu, there will be no troops going to Beirut and that any Israeli troops on their way, quote, have already been turned back. Trump says he also spoke with representatives from Hezbollah. Israel's increased aggression against Lebanon, which violates the ceasefire agreed on weeks ago, has complicated ongoing talks to end the U.S. and Israel's war against Iran. Iran pulled out of negotiations after Israel's attacks on Beirut. Trump says the talks are continuing with Iran, though, and moving at what he calls a, quote, rapid pace. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
The number of teens and young adults turning to AI chatbots for mental health advice jumped by nearly 40% in the past year. That's according to a study in JAMA Pediatrics. As NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, nearly 20% of those aged 12 to 21 say they turned to chatbots for mental health advice.
In 2025, nearly 1 in 8 adolescents and young adults said they were turning to AI chatbots like ChatGPT, Claude, and Gemini for advice when they felt sad, angry, nervous, or stressed. Now, 1 in 5 young people say they do the same. More than 40% of those individuals said they do so at least monthly or more often. And a majority of teens said they don't tell anyone about the use of chatbots for mental health advice. The researchers recommend that parents and healthcare providers ask youth about their use of chatbots for mental health needs so they can correct any inaccurate information that may be presented by chatbots and raise awareness about the risk of relying on general use chatbots for mental health advice. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
Hundreds of people took to the streets in Kenya today protesting U.S. plans to set up an Ebola quarantine facility there. Michael Koloki has more.
Protests were witnessed in the central town of Nanyuki, with local media showing police engaging demonstrators in running battles. Many businesses remain closed. Protesters called on the Kenyan government to block the United States from setting up an Ebola quarantine center at an Air Force base located in the area. The White House had said last week that the U.S. was establishing a facility in Kenya where Americans who had been exposed to Ebola would be quarantined, adding that those exhibiting symptoms of the disease would be moved to a third country. A Kenyan court later temporarily suspended those plans. For NPR News, I'm Michael Kaluki in Nairobi.
This is NPR News from Washington.
Stardate, June 1st. The twins of Gemini have a front row seat for a planetary waltz this month. Venus, Jupiter, and Mercury are close to the twins now, and will bunch up even closer as the month progresses. The twins are the stars Pollux and Castor. They're about a quarter of the way up the western sky as evening twilight fades. Pollux is the brighter of the two, with Castor to its right. Jupiter looks like a brilliant star to the lower left of the twins. It's the largest planet in the solar system, but it's on the far side of the sun as seen from Earth, so it's more than 550 million miles away, about 6 times the distance between Earth and the sun. Venus is even brighter, the evening star. It's below the twins. Although it's a little smaller than Earth, it shines much brighter than Jupiter, mainly because it's much closer to both Earth and the Sun. Venus and Jupiter remain in view for a good while after darkness falls. That's not the case for Mercury. Its well to the lower right of the others and much lower in the sky. It's bright, though, so with a clear horizon, there's a good chance to spot it. Mercury will move a little higher into the sky over the next few nights, improving the view. But the real action involves Jupiter and Venus. Venus is climbing away from the Sun quickly. It will nestle especially close to Jupiter on the 8th and 9th. It'll pull away after that, all in close view of the twins. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Good evening, I'm Steve Seal. Here we are on a Monday night, and there's great music ahead from Jean Sibelius. In fact, violinist Pekka Kuusisto will play the music of his countrymen, and also some traditional Finnish folk sounds a little bit later on as well. And it's a largely Scandinavian hour, in fact. This is music by Franz Berwald, who was a Swedish romantic composer of the 19th century, not to mention quite a diverse fellow professionally. He was an orthopedist and an industrial manager. At different times, he managed both a sawmill and a glass factory. And he wrote 4 symphonies, several operas as well. This is called Festival of the Bayaders by Franz Berwald. Thank you. The Festival of the Bayadères by Franz Berwald, played there by the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Ulf Bjerlin.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook. And Union Station Brazil, A World Divided, presented by Chase, featuring over 200 artifacts, personal testimonies, and sections of the Berlin Wall, now open. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 86 and clear. Wind is from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. Wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 80s. Wind will be from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the low 60s. It's 86 and clear. Stay tuned for more KPR weather for Northeast Kansas.
A mutual acquaintance of Jean Sibelius and his wife Aino wrote to his wife, "Jean can only be saved by the efforts of those closest to him. Left to himself, he will go to pieces. He has hobnobbed far too long and often with the dregs of Helsinki culture for him to be able to drag himself out of their clutches of his own free will." What did he mean by that? Well, Sibelius had become an alcoholic, and he was spending every single night in the pub. And eventually, his beloved wife, Aino, quite literally had to drag him out of the pub in order to get him to complete what would be his one and only violin concerto. The result was a success, and certainly Sibelius's life would end up being triumphant. Fortunately, we'll hear that journey from darkness to light here. Pekka Kuusisto with the violin and Leif Zegerstam conducting the Helsinki Philharmonic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pekka Kuusisto, violin with Leif Zegerstam and the Helsinki Philharmonic. The Violin Concerto by Jean Sibelius.
Thank you.
Quisisto violin with some Finnish folk music.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com. And the KU Natural History Museum, home to four floors of public exhibits, including the historic panorama, live snakes and insects, fossils, and more, highlighting past and present life on Earth to educate, engage, and inspire. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown with you here in the audience of the Polsky Theater in the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College. This is a special recital with cellist Ed Lout. Ed Lout started teaching cello at KU in 1977. Here he is with pianist Soojin Jin. We'll hear the Debussy Sonata and the Frank Bridge Sonata in D minor, but first, it's three of the fantasy pieces by Robert Schumann, Opus 73.
Thank you.
Frank Bridges' cello sonata. In two movements, it reflects the composer's despair over World War I with increasing dissonance towards the end. Handled wonderfully by cellist Edward Laut and pianist Su Jin Jin. Before that, we heard the Claude Debussy Sonata for Cello and Piano, before they started the concert with three of Robert Schumann's fantasy pieces from Opus 73. Cellist Ed Laut had a long concert career before joining KU's music faculty in 1977. He's still listed on the KU Music Department's website as a professor emeritus of cello. Pianist Su Jin Jin has played as a soloist in Korea, Germany, the Czech Republic, and Italy. She earned her doctorate in piano from KU, and currently she's the artistic director and faculty member of the Piano Academy of Kansas City. Thank you for being part of the audience in this Ruel Joyce Doreen Marande recital held at Johnson County Community College. KPR sound engineer Tobias Smith recorded the concert for Classics Live, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. Thank you. from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. That was a KPR recording of Haydn's Second Symphony, directed by Alex Klein. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Union Station, presenting The Berlin Wall, A World Divided, open now through January 18th. More information and tickets available at unionstation.org. From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. 3 months into the war launched by the U.S. and Israel, Iran now says it's suspending all talks with the U.S. until Israel stops its, quote, aggression against Lebanon and Gaza. President Trump insists talks will continue, as NPR's Adil Al-Shalchi explains.
President Trump, it actually seemed like he was confident about talks with Iran. Just this morning, he posted on Truth Social also that, quote, Iran really wants to make a deal and it will be a good one for the USA. He went on to say, just sit back and relax. It will all work out well in the end. It always does. But then the semi-official Iranian news agency Tasnim, that has ties to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, said that Iran was going to hold off those talks. From the beginning, Iran has said Israel has to end its invasion of southern Lebanon, where it's occupied large swaths of land. And the U.S. and Iran said last week they were actually close to a tentative 60-day ceasefire extension and framework to start talks to the end of the war, but the agreement is still waiting on President Trump's approval. And then this morning, the two countries exchanged fire, with the U.S. striking Iranian radar sites.
NPR's Adil Al-Shalchi reporting. The Trump administration says it will abide by a court ruling that paused a $1.8 billion fund to compensate alleged victims of the federal government. The administration had said the fund would be available to those who say the government had been weaponized against them. Democrats and even some Republican lawmakers were reluctant to support it. The Trump administration has released details on how the federal work requirement for Medicaid should operate. As NPR's Selena Simmons Duffin reports, states have only a few months before the work requirements are supposed to take effect.
The Republicans' Big Beautiful Bill Act, passed last year, used major cuts to Medicaid to fund President Trump's policy priorities. A key way to get the cost of Medicaid down is to limit who can be on the public health plan. Right now, all but a few states allow any low-income adult to enroll. As of January, all of those adults from age 19 to 64 will have to prove that they are working or are exempt from the requirement. The Department of Health and Human Services has now published the details states need to set up the new system in a document that's nearly 400 pages long. Critics of the new rule say it takes a narrow view of medical exemptions, which could lead to many people with complicated health needs becoming uninsured. Selena Simmons Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
Former Colorado elections clerk and conspiracy theorist Tina Peters has been released from prison. Democratic Governor Jared Polis commuted her 9-year sentence for tampering with voting machines before she served a quarter of it, saying she had expressed regret. Today, she appeared on right-wing podcaster Steve Bannon's program, repeating the debunked conspiracy theories that voting machines cheated Trump out of re-election in 2020. Oil prices rose following the latest fight in Iran, but U.S. stocks ticked to more records. This is NPR. AI company Anthropic is moving toward going public on Wall Street. The maker of chatbot Claude says it has submitted a confidential filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission for a proposed initial public offering. Anthropic has risen from a little-known research laboratory to one of the leading AI companies, valued at $965 billion. Nearly 900 people were arrested after a soccer match in France when Paris Saint-Germain beat Arsenal to clinch its second Champions League title. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports authorities say they're worried about violence around future matches.
The scenes of celebration that turned to violence Saturday night after PSG's victory have set off a national debate. Like this one on TV news channel BFM, where panelists discuss who's at fault, why it occurs, and how to stop it. Far-right politicians link the chaos to immigration. Many of the young people who raised havoc in Paris Street Saturday come from similar immigrant working-class backgrounds as many of the PSG players. The team is enormously popular in the blue-collar Paris suburbs, where trust in police is also low. With the World Cup around the corner, there's talk of corralling people in fan zones, closing Paris's Champs-Élysées, or even establishing a curfew for minors. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Therapy donkeys are helping patients with mental health conditions at a psychiatric hospital near Paris. The program offers weekly sessions where patients walk and care for donkeys. Patients say the interaction provides relief, similar to medication. The program began in 2016 and now includes other animals like guinea pigs and rabbits. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org.
guitarist Barry Green kicking off tonight's Jazz in the Night on KPR. A terrific tune from back in the early 60s by bassist Sam Jones called Unit 7. And on there, you had Dave Kakoski playing piano, Steve Nelson on vise, Marco Panacea bass, and drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. I'm Bob McWilliams. Welcome to the first night of June. Jazz on KPR with new music from trombonist Alton Sinclair up next. In about 15 minutes, we'll hear from our Jazz Album of the Week, the new one from pianist Billy Childs. Alton Sinclair's new one is called Natural Rhythm, and the trombonist exploring a variety of Latin jazz rhythms and styles. And here's what he does, his arrangement of the Wayne Shorter tune, One by One, on KPR.